Hey there, guys. Zach here. Welcome back. I just wanted to start off by saying thanks to everybody that supported and listened to that first episode that I posted. I had a great turnout in my eyes. I had about 50 views, which is huge to me. I know it might not seem like a large number, but just starting off, that is awesome. And I heard a lot of positive feedback on it, which was great as well. That was something that I was really looking forward to, was hearing if, you guys enjoyed it, if it affected you at all. And to actually get some responses back was huge to me. So thank you again. And I'm really excited to still working towards making some new content and just getting some more positivity out there for some people, some education as well. Something that I'm wanting to branch into as well, which I'm going to be doing right now, is just kind of every week getting a positive message out there about certain things. Because I know, as far as getting actual episodes out there in depth, they are going to take a little bit longer to set up. So, in the meantime, I just want to get small things out there so you guys have something to listen to, some positivity to take on through the week. This week I want to talk about change and how it can be scary, especially going into a new career, or as far as just adult changes, moving, buying houses and stuff like that. But it is definitely something that we need to embrace and accept, in order for us to progress in life and enjoy the things that are to come from change. I have a couple people around me that are dear to me that are going through some career changes right now. And it is just important that you realize that it may be a little nerve-wracking at first, but once you accept it and, just give it your all, you will crush it. If it's something that you're new to, a completely new career, yeah, it's going to be a little offsetting at first. For example, myself, I worked in the restaurant industry for 8 years of my life, and I loved what I did. I loved the people that I work with. That was the hardest part of me leaving, was the family that I had created with all these people. But once I was given the opportunity that I had now, in the medical field, I felt like I had to take it. I had to make that change. And it was probably the hardest decision that I've made in my life, so far, just because, you're comfortable where you are, or, in this career that you've been doing for so long, it's practically second nature to you. I could have done it in my sleep. And coming to work and being around all these people that I love was the hardest part of leaving. But I am very glad that I made this change and I took this opportunity. It was definitely there was definitely a lot of fear involved when I was accepting it. The idea of what if I fail when I start? What if I'm just not good at what I'm doing? And once I decided that I just really had to kind of sink or swim, accept that, this is something, this is an opportunity that will allow me to grow as a person. It kind of just, that's what really helped me solidify my choice. I mean, even up until the day that I kind of started my job, I was second guessing, is this the right decision? Should I be making this change? And I am genuinely glad that I did, because it was a new challenge to my life, and I have been loving what I've been doing so far for the last 3 months. So that is great, and it's given me an opportunity to meet some new people as well, which is awesome. And I'm still in touch with the people that were important to me at my old place. That is one thing with the people that you work with, the important people, the people that you truly grow bonds with, you won't grow apart from them. Yeah, you may not see them as often, but that relationship will still be there the next time you see them. It will be like, you're picking up where you left off. You know, it's the same with your friends you grew up with or something like that. You're not going to see them every single day, but that relationship with them will still be strong. So it definitely is scary to go on to a whole new career path, but it is beautiful once you accept it. And if you are, doing the same career but just moving positions, moving to a different location or something like that, it is gonna be scary. It's gonna be kind of weird. It's always weird being the new guy, or the new, the newbie at work. It's definitely a little nerve-wracking, but it gives you an opportunity to prove yourself. And I believe that, if you truly have confidence in yourself and believe that you're gonna crush it, you'll prove your worth to people. You'll let them realize, like, okay, this is a valuable asset to our team. So yeah, just try to overcome that fear and anxiety of being in a new position, and allow yourself to grow as a person. Allow that metamorphosis to occur, and realize the beauty beyond that fear. That was a big challenge for me, having that confidence in myself that I would be able to do something new, because I wasn't exposed to the medical field at all. I had no prior teachings or learnings. Everything I was taught there, and I was taught well, and I have been genuinely enjoying what I'm doing. But yeah, just a quick message about just overcoming that fear of change and allowing it to happen. Allowing that comfort to fizzle away sometimes and then create a new comfort somewhere else. It is definitely hard, but great things happen when you allow yourself to grow as a person, and experience new avenues of life. But that's all really. I just wanted to get something short out there today. I appreciate all the love and support that I've gotten so far. I look forward to hearing some more feedback about anything that you guys have interest in, ideas, anything like that. People that are interested in coming on and talking and getting something set up with me, that would be great as well. Let me know. It doesn't have to be about mental health particularly. That is what I want to mainly focus on, but I'm also really interested in getting people's stories, experiences, how things have affected them in their lives as far as growing up, or even as adults, changes that have affected you. But for now, thanks again for all the support. Give it a listen, give it a share, and I appreciate all the love again. Have a great and beautiful day today, guys.